proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. We continue with our series, God With Us, by looking how David interacted with God through praise. Over the course of the Bible, God revealed himself to be a personal entity. He networked with people, in the process revealing himself to them. When we examine the life of David, we notice how David glorified God. He praised God in his private devotions. During David's days as a shepherd, he had many opportunities to meditate upon the character of God. Furthermore, after God promised to establish David's lineage, recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 7, David told God, quote, "Let thy name be magnified forever," saying, "The Lord of hosts is the God over Israel," unquote. David also added a request to, quote, "Let the house of thy servant David be established before thee," unquote. David did not just glorify God in his private life. He praised God publicly. When he had the Ark of the Covenant brought into Jerusalem, an event described in 2 Samuel chapter 6, David, quote, "danced before the Lord with all his might," unquote. The writer of 1 Chronicles chapter 13 added that, quote, "David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets," unquote. According to 1 Chronicles chapter 15, moreover, David established choruses of musicians and choirs to sing God's praises during the nation of Israel's corporate worship. In the book of Psalms, David left a written record of the poems about God which he composed. Many of these verses glorified God in praise. In this Bible study, we will deal with a few such chapters. David commended the character of God. According to the 7th Psalm, he exclaimed, quote, "I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness," unquote. David lauded God's strength when, according to Psalm 21, he exclaimed, quote, "Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power," unquote. In Psalm 47, David praised the sovereignty of God, noting that, quote, "God is king of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding," unquote. David also commended the protection which God provided for him. In Psalm 21, he wrote how, quote, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him," unquote. In Psalm 40, David again glorified God, declaring how, quote, "He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God." Furthermore, David commended the salvation that God brought. According to Psalm 18, he testified that, quote, "God delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man," unquote. David continued by noting that, quote, "Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name," unquote. Perhaps David was thinking of those occasions when he fled for his life before the forces of King Saul, who manifested a desire to kill David on several different occasions. By the act of praising God, David connected with God. He showed others that God was not some impersonal deity, but was indeed an entity with whom a human being could have relationships. David therefore set an example that Christians can follow. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.